You know, it's not such a big deal to have 7 points scored against you in American football. Should you lose a baseball game 7-1, that's bad, but worse things have happened. To lose a World Cup soccer semifinal 7-1, as Brazil did yesterday against Germany, is somewhere at the edge of comprehension. The Brazilian fans who had to bear it included Ludmila Reis.
I started to be more ashamed because what we were saying, it was, okay, lose, we can accept it. Lose with strength, we can accept it. But that way was so hard to accept.
NPR's Tom Goldman has been covering the World Cup in Brazil. He's on the line. Tom, how did this happen?
It appears you had one team absolutely prepared, Steve, and one team thoroughly unprepared. And I'll bet you can guess which was which.
Yeah.
German coach Yogi Löw knew that Brazil would be filled with passion and emotion and would probably start the game with a head of steam. Brazil, of course, was missing two key players, striker Neymar. He was out with that broken bone in his back. Defensive stalwart Thiago Silva was suspended because he got in too many cautionary yellow cards. Now, Brazil was using their absence as a source of inspiration. Germany's plan tactically was to be ready to absorb Brazil's attack and quickly counterattack. Coach Löw said this after the game: "We knew that if we are quick on the counters and go straight into attack after winning balls, they will be disorganized." And boy, was Brazil. And you saw, as a result, one of the most unreal sequences in World Cup history. Four German goals scored over a six-minute period midway through the first half, and it was over.
You mentioned that the Brazilians were missing two players, one of them such a big player. He's a one-name player. I assumed that had to be part of the disaster here for Brazil.
Neymar, but him being out, such a creative genius, that wouldn't have stopped the onslaught if he were in. And having Silva in might have helped keep the Brazilian defense better organized. But something, the idea of those two being out so consumed Brazil that it kept the team from properly preparing for the game. And Steve, here's another school of thought. Germany simply exposed a team that wasn't that strong. Brazil had been hanging on in this tournament in close games versus Mexico, Chile, Colombia. They never truly impressed. They relied way too much on that one player, Neymar, and they weren't getting contributions from other players who had contributed in the past.
So let me just ask Tom Goldman, Germany, before destroying Brazil, narrowly beat the United States 1-0 in an earlier stage of the tournament. That makes me wonder if the United States might have done pretty well against Brazil.
Yeah, you're not alone in wondering that. You know, first of all, the way Brazil collapsed, there are a lot of teams that could claim they were better, at least yesterday. But no, you really can't compare this. The German team that beat the U.S. was not the team that dominated yesterday on both offense and defense. Teams evolve over the course of a World Cup, and we've seen Germany do that. And right now, Germany is ahead of steam, hoping to maintain that level in the final Sunday against either Argentina or the Netherlands.
Tom, let me just ask you, what has it been like to move around the streets in a city in Brazil after this disastrous loss yesterday?
Where we were in Rio, it was absolutely pouring. It was torrential. And so you had a lot of people, mostly unhappy people, who had already gone home. We found some people who were kind of hanging out still, enjoying themselves and saying, this is terrible, but, you know, we'll survive. I think most of the country went home and was crying in their caipirinhas.
Tom, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's Tom Goldman.